In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. There is a professor among us who is well known for saying, "Get to the point," attempting to be the Calvinist that he claims most of us to be. I will venture into this beloved professor's hidden will for just a moment and discern that he is showing that by these words that his time is precious. He has no time for ramblings, no time for tangential discussions, and it makes no difference whether you are a seminarian, a brother professor, or even a little old lady. If your intent is to prattle on without clearly expressing a course, you may very well hear him say, "Get to the point." Now, Holy Week is a getting to the point of sorts. And if you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, have been listening to the Scriptures, at least within the last few days, then you already heard the Lord Jesus Christ himself get to his point, get to his purpose. He did this unequivocally while teaching in the temple, not long before this Maundy Thursday gathering, when he said, "What shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? No, it is for this very purpose that I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name." And yet, in a temporal sense, Jesus may be a frustrating seminarian for this aforementioned professor, because Jesus' getting to the point took a while, the whole of the Old Testament Scriptures. And yet now, in the hour of his TI, he declares his purpose, his point. He is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. The whole of the revealed Scriptures point to him, to the one to suffer our guilt, the one to suffer our shame, to redeem the world through the sacrificing of himself by a horrific and a ghastly death on a cross. And so Jesus declared, "It was for this very purpose, for this point, that I came to this hour." Thus it is no coincidence that Jesus instituted the Blessed Sacrament in the context of that which points to him, the Passover. It is toward this coordinate that the Passover lamb was slain, in the very first place as the sacrifice for Israel's deliverance from slavery, from death. Jesus is the Lamb of God, and is found moving toward the forfeiting and the wiping of his own blood upon the mantles of our foreheads, upon our hearts, to deliver us from the bondage and the slavery of sin, death, and the devil, marking us as the redeemed by Christ the crucified. And there is so much more getting to the point revealed to us, is there not? You students of the Old Testament, you choose. It is toward this point that Joseph was handed over by his brothers to wicked men, presented as dead to his father, and was then alive again and found seated in authority as ruler, giving mercy to those who betrayed him. It is Jesus Christ, the Son of Man, who is fully betrayed by his creation and is given into the hands of sinful men for death, is risen and wins forgiveness, mercy for all. It is toward this point that Jonah was swallowed up and in the belly of the fish for 3 days and was given back alive to preach the Word of God. It is Jesus Christ, the Word of God made flesh. He is swallowed up in death, and he lay in the belly of the earth for 3 days that he would break forth in might with his gospel and would go forward to bring about repentance and saving faith. It is to this divine coordinate that the prophets preached and the wars were waged. It is to this incarnate locale that the psalmists sung and the Old Testament poets mused. It is to this end that the sacrifices were mandated and the covenant given. It is to this point that God has allowed the sun to continue rising and setting, the moon to continue to spin around us in created order. And so, again, the church, the believers, we are not surprised that the supper was instituted during the Passover. It had to be so. It must be this way. A deliverance by body and blood which Israel received, as mighty as it was still a lesser in magnificence compared to the greater body and blood deliverance to which it pointed, the redemption of the entire world of sinners through the sacrifice of God's Passover lamb, his son, on the cross. Into his body, sinless and pure, was placed our sin, our iniquity, our guilt, our shame, the wrath of God poured out upon him in our stead. By his blood, holy and pure, he paid the debt, sacrificing himself as the spotless lamb. Completely, right here and right now, into these simple means, Jesus Christ has placed every last drop of his accomplishment by the powerful word of his gospel, given and shed for you, for the forgiveness of sins. In the Lord's Supper, by the gospel, Christ has placed the fullness of his life, his death, his resurrection, in order that it may be received by men, by you and me. And then, by this same body and blood which he offered on that cross, he gives us his own pledge to guarantee the substance of all he has done, calling us to remember. Why? Because he knows how slow you are to believe, how often we are plagued by doubts, how we are filled with fear. And so he lovingly urges us to do this often in remembrance of him, recalling what he did, helping us to see and receive what he gives by this sacrament: life, salvation. It is by the power of the Holy Spirit given in this sacrament that we are driven to get to the point, that we as believers are found with eyes firmly fixed upon this gospel point here today, heeding the Holy Thursday mandate to do this often. Brothers and sisters in Christ, hear the Lord Jesus Christ declare to you by one of his pastors that the point of all of this, so much weightier than any one sermon could ever hold, it fills and it bursts the seams of the Lord's Supper, overflowing with the merits of Jesus and delivering what he has earned for you. God grant to you a steadfast heart to believe and to receive his body and blood for the forgiveness of your sins, and that by this you would be strengthened in this gathering and in the world outside those doors to proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Amen. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.